It's going to rain. It's not going to rain. For High Plains farmers and ranchers, the recent onslaught of weather predictions must have their heads swimming with confusion. But one thing is certain, the grass is green right now, and that has Bob Howard encouraged. In fact, the Altus, Oklahoma rancher is looking forward to expanding his cattle herd.
Well, I hope I have some wheat pasture for the first time in several years. And if that El Nino holds, maybe we'll get the pond full down there at Altus if it stays strong through the spring. And that's what we're going to have.
So you're going to be looking for some cattle, maybe?
I've been looking for some cattle. It's the first time I've had excess pasture, and I can't remember when. Yeah, I'm going to expand my herd. I'd like to get it back up to where I want it.
Many climatologists are saying we are in a prolonged dry period, punctuated by wet periods, very similar to the 1950s. Howard says he remembers that time.
We had cattle back through then, and if you manage, you know what's coming, you can manage it a little better.
So does that kind of temper your feelings about buying too many cattle right now just because the pastures are green?
No, I want to get my herd back up to where I would like to have it, and I think if I got the grass and manage it, I can do it. I'm going to try. I don't see much profit in wheat, but cattle, I can't see anything bad about that.
That's Bob Howard. He farms and ranches near Altus in southwest Oklahoma, an area hit hard by 4 years of drought, but he is looking optimistic as the pastures are green today thanks to a series of recent rains. Howard intends to increase his cattle herd, which is good news for consumers worried about beef supplies. With today's Agriculture First Report, I'm Sam Knipp for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.